It's a like a, I think it was a Korean kitchen knife. You know, you open the box and it has this red warning thing. I think something got lost in the translation. Korean kitchen knife. Warning, keep out of children. Depends if I like them or not.
Aloha and welcome to Words of New Hope. Okay, it's true. Some warnings you read are subject to interpretation, but others, well, they need to be taken at face value. And when God speaks, we really do need to listen. Today, Pastor Wayne has a message entitled Mercy and Justice, and that'll be coming up in just a moment. But we have a few extra minutes today, so what do you say we prepare our hearts for the message with a few minutes of worship from New Hope?
How great is our God?
Pastor Wayne with a message entitled Mercy and Justice.
Let's take out our notes as we continue in our series called An Appointment with God. I want to talk about God's laws and God's immutable rules. And some people like it and some don't. But I want to talk to you about how important it is to get to know God a little bit more today, because the more you know Him, the more you'll love Him. The more you understand Him, the more you're able to cooperate with Him. And your faith grows, especially many who are new Christians here at New Hope. We want to help you to bolster your faith so that you're a person of knowledge and understanding, and it gives birth to wisdom. Rules. I don't know about you, but not everybody likes rules. I'm kind of a kolohe guy, I kind of bend them a little bit. How many of you are like me that have a tendency to bend rules a little bit? Raise your hand. God bless you. God bless you. I like you. Yeah. Now, my wife is a stickler for rules. She loves them. The more, the merrier. She just is happier the more rules she'd make a phenomenal Pharisee. She just loves them. She's a stickler. I mean, every little rule, you know, like when we go out the door, you know, she wants to make sure that when we get in the car that I put my seatbelt on before you pull it out of park. Get your seatbelt on. If she had it her way, I'd be in a child restraint seat with a helmet on. And we come like to a stop sign. Stop now. I got to obey the law. Obey the law. Obey the rules. She'd rather me turn the ignition off at every stop sign just to make sure and then start it up again. So make sure I stop. You know, all of those things, she just loves rules. We have this one hair dryer, had a little label on it. You know how those little labels say, do not throw in tub, or, you know, duh. And then it says on the other side, do not remove. Well, we've had it like 10 years, and I'm taking it off. She says, don't remove that. Obey the law. It says, do not remove. Don't remove it. I said, honey, we paid this in full already. We know. No, it says don't remove. And she's like, don't read. You got to follow the law. Obey the law. Obey the law. And there's so many of these things. She's a stickler. And for a long time, I've just been taking a look at how dumb some of these rules are. So I've been collecting dumb rules. And I got to read you like just my top five. Is that all right? Okay, now these are like the dumbest man-made rules. The first was, I found this on an iron. You know, iron clothes. It's called a Rowenta iron. You open it up and it has this red label, warning, listen to this, warning, do not iron clothes while on body. Whew, didn't know that. Wow, it really helps. Kind of depends on whose body you're doing the ironing on, you know? And a couple of years ago, I bought some Christmas lights, a string of them from Home Depot, and I brought it home and I opened up the package and it had this big red instructions. It says here, warning, for indoor or outdoor use only. Okay, all right. You know, what else is there, like outer space or underwater? I was flying back to Honolulu, and I was on American Airlines. This is true. I got this little package of peanuts, and I turned it around and it said, instructions, open packet, eat nuts. You know, I was thinking, somebody got paid big bucks to write that one. And then I think it was a Korean kitchen knife. And here, you know, you open the box and it has this red warning thing. I think something got lost in the translation. Korean kitchen knife. Warning, keep out of children. Depends if I like them or not. But I think my favorite of all time, chainsaw. Open up the chainsaw and it has this big red warning. Do not attempt to stop chain with your hands. Whew, thank you so much, you know. Here, raise your hand if you've tried this. Dumbest thing. Man-made laws can be really dumb. But today I want to talk about God-made laws. God's laws are wise. God's laws are there for a reason. And today I want us to see how important God's laws are, and they never change. In fact, at the top of our notes, let's read together what Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says. Would you read it with me out loud? Go. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Would you underline that word? Forever. I want to let you in on a conversation I had some time ago with a university student that was a non-Christian. And I want to let you in on this conversation, not because of the fact that he had a question, but rather because his question will often be our question too. I was talking with the student and I was talking to him about the Lord, and he stopped me and said, well, wait a minute, this Christian stuff, you guys got so many laws, rules. Don't do this, don't do that. Don't do this, don't do that. Do this, don't do that. Man, he says, I just can't handle it anymore. And there's not just like, you can't just have one way to heaven. You got to have a lot of them. You got to kind of loosen things up. You know, culture is changing, he said. And you got to make sure that if you're going to have religion, you should change your religion to fit the culture. And by the way, he said, you guys are too narrow. You're just narrow-minded. You're bigots. You just see things like one way. Your truth is too narrow. And I stopped and I said, well, I'll answer both of your questions about God's rules and how truth is narrow. But you know, you want truth to be narrow. What? Yeah. Truth is very narrow. If it's truth, it has to be narrow. What do you mean? I said, well, what if you had a question like, what's 2 + 2? And you answered 4.1. Is it right? No. Yeah, it's wrong. Because there's only one answer. There's one way to answer that. One way to answer that. And truth is very narrow. You can't say 2 + 2 equals somewhere between 3.6 and 4.8. No, it's not an approximation. If it's truth, it's very narrow. There's one way to answer that, one way. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. One way. Well, yeah, but you guys, you know, you got a lot of rules. And you always say, you got to do it this way. There's only one way like to heaven. It's through Jesus Christ. There's so many rules. I said, well, you want the rules to be there. He said, what? I don't like rules. I don't like them. You should change them for the culture. I said, no, you don't want rules to keep changing. Huh? I said, yeah. Just say one day you went to pay your rent, and instead your landlord says, oh, no, it's no longer $800 a month. It's $2,500 for a student dormitory per month. What do you think about that? He said, what? Why would he do that? Oh, just change the rules. Let's change rules. You're driving down the freeway, and all of a sudden you see blue lights, and the guy stops you, and you say, hey, officer, I was going 55 miles an hour. Oh, no, the officer says, no, today is my birthday. I'm 35 years old, so we changed the rule. It's 35 today. What? You get paid. All of a sudden you look, and you hardly have any money. You go to your employer. How come? Oh, we change it from your $10 an hour to $1.50 an hour. Because, you know, like, today is May Day in Hawaii. We're going to change the rules. What do you think about that? You don't want rules to change. The dependency of our life, the stability of our life, is determined by the dependency and stability of rules. You say, yeah, but God's rules. And I said, wait a minute. God is saying. In fact, we find in Hebrews 13:8, let's read this together. Go. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and... So his rules come right from who he is. They are the same. And you don't want God's laws to change. The laws that he put into effect about the stars and the moon and the sun and the earth turning and the inertia of motion and gravity... All of these things, why it is so dependable and has been exactly the same, unchanging, immutable, unbendable laws of God are so sure and so consistent that people set their watch on the planets. And astronomers know how to predict the next eclipse of the sun down to the second in 23 years. Why? Because everything is so precision and precise. The laws of God never change. And if you think God should change his laws with the culture, what if God changed his laws one day for 24 hours, 10 hours, 5 hours? If God changed or bent his laws, why, in one moment, we would have cosmic collisions. there would be seismic destruction of our solar system. There'd be meteoric crashes that'll take place and annihilation of our planets, and man would be obliterated and life as we know it would be exterminated. Tectonic plates would move. There'd be massive destruction in a moment of time if God decided to change his laws for an instant. How many of you are glad God's laws don't change? Yeah, I am, let me tell you. Because our life and our stability and our existence depends on his laws. And when he spoke to the stars, they stood fast. And he says, you will not change. My laws are unchangeable. And let's read what we find in Psalm 33. Go. He spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. God, I said to him, has physical laws. You don't want them to change. You want the rules to be in place, because it gives you confidence to live in this solar system only when there are unchangeable laws. Man thinks we should change God's laws. You're dumb if you do. You're dead if you do. You need to learn God's laws because it gives you confidence to live within his sphere, his embrace, his design. God has physical laws of planets, of inertia and motion, as I said, and of gravity, etc. And not only does he have physical laws that he put in place, he also has spiritual laws. And when you violate either, destruction takes place. In fact, the Bible says the wages or the consequences of rejecting God's laws or violating God's law, it's called sin, the result of that is what? Death. Yeah. Physical laws and also spiritual laws, like morality, the use, the way you steward your body, your sexuality. If you violate God's laws, if you violate relational laws with parents or people or whatever it might be, you're going to have death. Now, you might not see it right now, but it's kind of like a flower. You can cut it and it looks nice for a while, but basically it's dying immediately because the life source is cut off. Sometimes we think we can just cut ourselves off of God's laws and we still look good. Come on, look, we're still fine. We still smell good. Yeah, but you're dead. But we think it's okay. No, there are physical consequences when we violate God's physical laws and his spiritual laws. So you say, well, how do we find out what these are and how to live confidently within them? If you're going to grow in Christ so that you'll be a confident person that can have an assured future and you can move forward to God's best, the first thing is, would you write down in your notes, number one, take time to know God and his laws. Take time to know God and his laws. You say, really? Uh-huh. You know, if you don't, we will be violating God's laws and not even know it. Not even know it. And destruction will still come upon us. So, in fact, the Pharisees did that. The Pharisees thought they could just violate God's laws and no problem at all. And Jesus replies and says this. Let's read it. Go. Jesus replied, your problem is that you don't know the scriptures. And you don't know the power of God. Yeah. Yeah, he's saying, get to know them. He say, yeah, but the more you know God's laws, the more you're going to be hindered. Look at all these rules and regulations. Man, it binds you up. Mm-mm. No, the more you know God's laws, the more confidence you have to move forward because you know the laws of God. Sort of like this. Some time ago, I was kind of rushing to this appointment, and I got behind this lady that's probably 200 years old, and she was driving real slow, you know, real slow. And she was going to turn right, and I was too, so we were in the turning lane, so I couldn't get around her. So she's just going real slow, and the light turns yellow, and she stops for the yellow light. So, and then she's waiting for it to turn red. No, no, you can go on yellow. Go, go, and whoop, red. Okay, now you cannot, but. And so she, now, another thing is when you come to a one-way, going one way, and you're in the right-hand lane, if there's a sign that, you know, no sign that says you cannot turn, our law says you look, make sure that there's no cars coming, and if you are from the right-hand lane, you can make a right turn. No problem. But she's just sitting there, and she's got her blinker on, tempting me, letting me know what she's going to do tomorrow. And so I don't like it when people beep their horn behind me to get me going. So I use my mouth to beep at her. I'm going, beep, beep, beep. And I look. There's like no cars coming for like 3 days journey. Beep, move back, move, turn. I can entertain myself. I don't need anybody. And so I'm just waiting. Good night. Come on, lady. And then finally the thing turns green. And she goes real slow. She starts, I'm saying, woman, it ain't gonna get any greener. It's as green as it's gonna get. So finally she pulls around. And I'm thinking in my mind, if you would have read your driver's manual, you'd see that you can turn right. And so she finally turns right, and I go zoom around her. And as I go around her, I kind of, and she can't hear me, you know, so I'm just kind of entertaining myself. So I'm just, I look at her and I say, read your driver's manual. I have a spare bumper sticker. When I do stuff like that, I put it on. It says First Baptist. No joke. That's a joke. That's a joke. That's a lie. So no. So I go around this lady and I say, read your driver's manual. And I thought, you know, I start complaining to God. If she would have just read her driver's manual, she'd know she can go right on a turn like that, on a one way. Man, God, come on. And then the Lord just kind of spoke to me and turned the tables on me. And he said, that's right. The more you know the laws of God, it doesn't hinder you. It frees you. It lets you have confidence to know your direction in life. You'll get to know where you're going. You'll get to know quicker my assignment for you. And when you don't know what I've called you to do and there's an ambivalence in your life and there's an indecision, it's because you don't know the laws of God. Once you know the laws of God, it's not just the laws that you know. It'll give you confidence to move in life. And I thought, oh, yeah. Because, see, sometimes people will say, oh, you Christians, you have too many do's and don'ts and all of these thou shalt nots and all. Too many laws. No, the more you know God's law, it doesn't bind you up. It frees you up. It gives you assurance and it gives you confidence. So you say, what's one of the ways to get to know God's laws? Would you write down in the bullet, be disciplined in your daily devotions. Be disciplined in your daily devotions. God would say this to the kings in the Old Testament, that they were to write and read the law daily. If you haven't begun doing daily devotions, can I challenge you to read along with me? I read through our daily devotions every day. There's some journals outside with a daily reading in it, and read through that. And by the way, on Wednesday nights at 7:00 at the Lead Center, whatever you're reading, and like right now, it's a Song of Solomon or Song of Songs and just finished Ephesians. We will take whatever you're reading and that's what we'll be teaching on. We'll give you context and background so that as you are reading, you'll start to understand a whole lot more. So that's an important time during the midweek to come, catch some context of what you're reading, and then it launches you further. But the Lord would say to the kings, I want you to read and write the law daily. How often? Daily. How often? So that your hearts may not sin. Let's read about it here in Deuteronomy 17. Go. He shall write for himself a copy of this law in a book, and he shall read it all the days of his life. Why? That he may learn to fear the Lord his God and be careful to observe all the words of this law. Yeah, see, it's a discipline we all have to develop. In fact, let's read 1 Timothy 4. Go. Discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness. Would you circle the words discipline yourself? Who's going to discipline you? Yourself. There's another thing you got to do for yourself. Circle the two words in Deuteronomy 17. He shall, or three words, write for himself. Circle those words. Who's going to write for you? Yourself. So you discipline yourself and you'll write for yourself. You write it for you, not for your wife. I'm going to write this. Oh, man, this is good for my kids. Oh, this is good for my wife. This is good for my husband. No, you write for whom? Yourself. What God's speaking to you. Be disciplined in your daily devotions.
You have just heard part one of a message entitled Mercy and Justice by Pastor Wayne Cordero. We'll pick it up right there on tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you for listening to Words of New Hope. Until next time, for Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Del Gibbs wishing you a great day in the Lord and aloha.
What if there were a place where you could discover, develop, and fulfill your dreams? A place where passion and creativity thrive in a community pursuing something greater than themselves. That place is New Hope Christian College.
New Hope Christian College is a place where everyone knows everyone. Your teachers really do care about you, they want you to succeed, and they're willing to partner with you to do whatever it takes to make that happen.
The education that I've received at New Hope has really equipped me to graduate market ready.
No matter where you come from, New Hope Christian College is a place where you can come to find community.
There's a place for you at New Hope Christian College. For more information, go online to newhope.edu or call 1-800-322-2638. New Hope Christian College, a place where dreams are released.